Welcome to Fables and Fairy Tales, where this week the story is... The Golden Wand. This story was written by me, and it's based on a folktale from Europe. Here to read it to you, it is I, your storyteller Chip Cahoon. This is part three, and we haven't chopped a single tree yet. If you missed everything before today, catch up at fablespodcast.co.uk. But if the story is with you, then let us continue. The woodcutter's grin was the widest it could go. He had been gifted a magic golden staff from the spirit of the forest, and it would grant him anything he wished for. His first thought had been to sell the wand for gold, but if he'd done that, he would have needed to make sure no one stole his money. Now he knew the golden rod was magic, though, he need never work or worry again. He looked at his mansion and was satisfied. He felt like a rich man. He looked down at his new suit and was chuffed. He looked like a wealthy man. But then he frowned. His skin didn't look like the skin of a wealthy man. It was the pale white skin of a man who spent most of his time working in the shadows of the forest in a cold little corner of the country. But now he had the wand, that could change too. He could use it to travel somewhere really sunny for a holiday. Then he would get a lovely tan. Or wait, he had a better thought. He could use the wand to help him move home to somewhere really sunny. Then he would never lose his tan. Or wait, finally he had the best thought of all. Why wait? With this wand, I can bring the sun to me. So he held the wand to the sky and cried, I wish for the sun to come over here and warm my skin. Just as before, the golden wand began to vibrate. The woodcutter watched the sun slowly get bigger in the sky as it gradually came closer. Cheerily, the woodcutter found a nice spot of grass to lie upon, closed his eyes, and waited for the sun to give him a nice tan. The sun drew closer. The woodcutter smiled, yawned, and relaxed. He'd never felt so warm and cozy before. It was making him very sleepy there in his soft patch of grass. The sun drew closer and closer. Now the woodcutter's skin began to itch. In fact, it was a little bit painful. It felt a bit like he was beginning to burn. The woodcutter opened his eyes and shut them even faster. The light was so bright. The sun was too close. He rolled to his side and covered his eyes, looking around for the golden wand. He needed to tell the sun to go away again. He reached out for the wand lying in the grass next to him, but... Yow! The gold was scorching hot. As soon as his fingers touched the metal, the woodcutter snapped his hand away again and put his fingers in his mouth to cool them down. But his tongue could feel some of the gold stuck to the tips of his fingers, like he'd touched a melting chocolate bar. A really hot, burning, sticky melting chocolate bar. Panicking, the woodcutter squinted and looked for the lake. The moment he saw it, he sprinted over and dived in. Meanwhile, the golden wand melted away. Once it had gone, the sun moved away back to its usual place in the sky. When the woodcutter finally dared to poke his head back up from the water, he saw that the grass had been burnt black. The trees around the clearing had shriveled. The wand was nothing more than a pool of liquid gold. And he felt very silly indeed. That was the tale of The Golden Wand. Thank you for sharing it with me. We'll be in space next week with an interstellar love story. Though when the sun wants to marry the moon, you know it's not going to be an ordinary wedding. You won't want to miss it. To make sure you don't, check that you're subscribed to this podcast. And don't forget, if you become an epic explorer, you can enjoy every story all at once. To listen to, read with pictures from incredible artists, and even watch me tell them to you. There are 2 new stories every month, plus 2 bonus stories that only epic explorers get to see. Ooh, and the stories never disappear either. You can go there and devour over 30 stories right now. To become an epic explorer, just put on your sweetest voice, ask your grown-up to sit with you at a computer, and go to fablespodcast.co.uk. Right now, though, it only remains for me to say cheerio, and I hope to hear your story soon. So, cheerio! And I hope to hear your story soon!